I'm Zachary Turner. Burning fossil fuels has raised global temperatures and raised the odds of extreme drought in North Carolina. Corn farmers across the state expect low yields after a dry June left many crops without a drop to drink. But a farmer in Catawba County weathered the drought by putting carbon back into the soil, and he's preparing to reap the rewards. Here's the report. Russell Hedrick's farm sneaks up on you. It starts in the back of a neighborhood in East Hickory. Behind a barn, 12 acres of corn roll over a hill, squeezed between quaint brick bungalows and ranch-style houses. Hedrick breaks off an ear of corn from a 7-foot-tall stalk.
So you can see they're just starting to dent, but I would say this corn will be ready 1st of October.
A severe drought in June coincided with a critical moment for the state's corn crop. Ron Heiniger works with corn farmers across the state through the NC State Extension Office. He said the state averaged 150 bushels per acre last year. Farmers are currently expecting half that.
If they got a lucky little shower or their soil was better, held on a little longer, we got some 120, 130 bushel corn yield.
Hedrick says he's expecting more.
I think this field here should probably be 140, 150 bushel corn.
The key, Hedrick says, lies beneath our feet.
Everything that we're looking at, water, air, human health, nutrient density of our crops, all of that ties back to the soil.
This holistic view of how agriculture, and specifically soil, can function as an ecosystem underpins the loose collection of techniques that make up regenerative agriculture. This includes practices like reduced tilling and cover crops. A cover crop is a non-commodity crop, like native grasses, that farmers plant in their fields during the off-season. Instead of growing it for harvest, they lock down the soil to prevent erosion and return organic carbon to the ground when they die. Bright Ofori is a soil scientist for the state's Department of Agriculture.
The more carbon in the soil we have, the more water the soil can store. And so the soil becomes more resistant to getting eroded by wind or by rainfall.
That extra moisture helped Hedrick's crops weather this year's drought. Cover crops as a concept are nothing new. Indigenous communities around the world have practiced some version of cover crops for millennia. But Hedrick is also embracing new tech to monitor and improve soil health, with fewer chemical inputs. In the barn, Hedrick fires up a small drone. It shoots up over the cornfield. A small camera feeds information to a monitor on Hedrick's controller.
You can see we had really good nitrogen here, and that hillside is just a little bit low, but that's not enough to treat anything.
The readout looks infrared, but it's more like infra-green. The drone's camera is reading the amount of green light reflected off his crops.
Farmers years ago would have seen a little bit of leaf, lighter in a plant, and they would have been like, oh gosh, we got to go put nitrogen out. Well, instead of them treating that one little half acre, they would have put nitrogen on the whole 12 acres.
Less fertilizer can mean fewer carbon emissions, since most nitrogen fertilizers are made from natural gas. And of course, less costs less. Using fewer inputs not only saves Hedrick money, it reduces the runoff that comes from his farm. By improving his overall soil health, Hedrick can keep both the water and fertilizer on his field, just where he and the surrounding community want it. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.